This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster on My Podcast.
And these are gremlins.
Yeah, they are.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, so the mischief was there already.
Yeah. Yeah, the little tiny agents of chaos.
Yeah.
Of varying degrees of severity and annoyance. This is the weird, like, robbing section of the book where there's like this and the next thing we're going to talk about,
mm-hmm.
where they're just like thieves.
Yeah, like they exist in these little diverticula off of larger dungeons where they can just come out and wail at you.
Yes. So we got what is it? 5 different kinds of gremlins here. or I mean, 4 different kinds of gremlins plus gremlin general.
Right.
So gremlins are little critters. For some reason, there's a drawing of a gargoyle. I have no idea why.
But yeah, it's got like a weird little bat face with ears and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, it does not look representative of what I think of as a gremlin. This is what happened, and gremlins will fuck goblins. So that's how you get, like, fremlins and froblins and galantrins and yeah. all these different kinds of things, which is that I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's a little like that they establish, oh, they make a new race by doing this. Although I guess we don't like really look askance when a donkey and a horse make a mule, I suppose.
I look. I look.
Okay. All right. No, I'm not going to take that away from you.
Yeah. I'm there for the entire time. Like when a donkey and a horse make a mule, I masturbate about the act that creates the fertilization.
Okay.
But then for the entire pregnancy up until release, and yeah. I don't release until she does.
So you just edge for 4 months or whatever the gestation period is.
Yep.
Gary, this is the most vile thing you've ever said.
It's a real nightmare. It is the season of chafes in the year of spums. So let's talk about these different kinds of gremlins.
Yeah. So generally they're kind of like winged little dudes who mostly, they're not doing like violent crimes. They're just doing property crimes. Yes. There's a line here, a building infested by a gremlin pack can be reduced to shambles in a single night, making them akin to meth addicts, stripping the copper out of your buildings.
Yes. Yeah. These guys know how to party. not meth addicts. I'm not saying like that. Oh, I mean, that could be true, but it's not a very nice thing to say.
Oh, true.
Addictions aren't funny.
No,
but I'm not calling you out. I'm saying meth addicts know how to party.
Yeah.
Which like, no thanks. I'm okay. But, so, generally, there's these different kinds. So that's pretty much them. They all, like wealth. They steal things and they do pranks.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the Fremlins.
Fremlins, they're like your buddies, but they're just gonna like, they're not gonna betray you. They're just gonna be a real drain.
These guys are the roommates of like, not that's not me subtweeting the Houseboys, but this is like like the shitty like college roommate. Like this guy mooches on drinks your beers. They're like little fat guys.
Yeah,
and as long as
plump,
you keep them
whiny and lazy. Same. But occasionally they'll be tolerable companions, so they rise to tolerable at best, but they'll just kind of blunder their way through and just kind of blow up your spot.
We all know somebody like a Fremlin,
right?
I think that's probably why they're called Fremlins, because it's a friend gremlin.
The
Geltrit.
The Geltrit are real gremlinies.
These things are not fun pranksters. These are blood-sucking monsters.
Yeah, a real 180 you did here, monstrous manual. Nasty little stone gray creatures living in areas of dung, carrion, and offal.
Yeah, just kind of like little shit-smeared monsters that attach to you and drink your blood and you don't notice.
Yep.
Like, these guys do not belong in the gremlin subclass.
No. Not at all. But like, I don't understand why you would use them as the thing. Like,
no, there's in a book with Sturges, like you've got enough blood sucking things.
You really do.
But
yeah, the mites, they like to reenact Jonathan Swift with you. Like they like just if you're going along, you'll trip over and you'll wake up inside of a lair. They have like taken you there, tied you down, and you have to listen to their king tell stories for 1d4 days.
The Mite King is one of my favorite touches in this.
Oh yeah, the Mite King is just like the bronze dragon or whatever.
It's I like the story thing, but also just imagining his like lair. Like they enjoy wearing baggy clothes. Like I'm just waiting for Andy Rooney to write his 60 Minutes thing about mites these days. Would it hurt you to pull up your pants?
In my day, we could afford belts.
Yeah, they can say it, but I have to say the M word.
yeah, I've told you about the Andy Arena game, right?
No.
No, it's a funny YouTube channel, or like you okay. can do a search for it, where it just juxtaposes the first sentence of an Andy Rooney piece with the last sentence. Mm. So like, I was thinking about how they give you bread, and then so if you want to tie your shoes, you want to make sure there's not a motorcycle coming by.
Oh, the wisdom of Andy Rooney.
Yep,
that guy.
But yeah, the mites, they just exist to be like, time sucks, which I really enjoy this. Well, I guess that would really, really suck, because how often do dungeon crawls last more than one day? Like, okay, they come, you pass, you don't pass the roll, so they waylay you and you're in there for 4 days. You have to catch up later. This is just a party splitter.
Yeah, I mean, if your party doesn't know, you know, yeah, that you're missing. If you have a shitty party, it's a party. Well, yeah. Yeah, but then after they spend 4 days kind of, you know, torturing you with speech, and they get bored of you and then drop you naked, yeah, in a compromising, embarrassing position.
That's great. Yeah, they're all frat fabulous. Boys.
Yeah, yeah. Like they write dick on your head with a magic marker.
Well, I just spelled dick with a Y.
Yeah, because they're mites. Yeah. Because their intelligence is 5 to 7. And then and then you just wake up, like, you know, naked in a cornfield or whatever, naked on the roof of a barn, surrounded by 3 daughters of whom you should not fuck.
Oh, no. My dick's in the hole.
Yeah. You wake up with your dick in the hole.
Oh,
yeah. And then the mites have the last laugh.
Yep. They always have the last laugh. And then synods are just thieves. Like, we got this again.
Yeah, these things suck. Like, why are there 4 paragraphs to the synods, which are just like, craftier mites?
Yep.
There's all this information about like what mites want.
Yeah.
And then synods are just like, what do synods want? Like, they steal things.
Well, the last sentence reveals it, Gary. Synods live in immediate family, marrying for life. They're just like little ant men. You know, they just want their kids back.
Little ant men.
Yeah.
Ant-Man just want their kids back. You lost me on that one, buddy.
You know, Ant-Man.
Oh, like Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
America's ageless sweetheart.
Why is there a dog howling?
Because it's Rudd.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.